Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, let's not play scissors. I play paper.
Wait, so then we... God damn it. All right, well, if he played scissors and you played paper, then you lose. But if I played rock, then I beat his scissors.
No, yeah. I cover you.
No, we go first. In order of play.
What? No, get out of here.
Yeah. I've already cut you. You can't cover me.
Otherwise, it's a stalemate. We have to choose
That's
one.
Like the most broken version of rock, paper, scissors.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Turn-based rock, paper, scissors.
Great, you're first.
This was already established by rock, paper, scissors.
You didn't technically play rock, so.
I did. So on this... Disagreeables podcast today, we are going to talk about
rock, paper, scissors.
The Wii U. So the Switch, Nintendo Switch comes out in less than a week. I will say there's a lot of throat clearing on these past episodes. if you could possibly.
I did have a bad throat.
I'm
goo.
Just saying, whatever you
All
can
right,
do.
Let me get it out of the way right now. All right.
Oh, holy shit. Were you possessed?
I might have to do that again later. I think I made it worse.
This is the Disagreeables podcast, and today we're talking about the Nintendo Wii U, which will, well, some might argue is already dead. But we'll really officially be dead in less than a week's time when the Switch is released. So this is kind of our last chance to talk about it while it's still somewhat not obsolete.
While it's on life support.
I feel like, well, it's, come on, it's obsolete.
Stay in the mic. So that, like, this is our last chance. You know, I thought it'd be nice to do a look back, a post-mortem. Yeah, over the lifespan of the Wii U, because it was a less than beloved console.
But to us, I feel like it was really beloved. I mean, we had a lot of good memories with that, dude.
Yeah.
Cue memorial music and pictures of Neil with just holding the Wii U just tenderly.
I loved it.
Chicken tenderly. Well, we'll get into the good things and the bad, but that commercially, it certainly was one of Nintendo's worst selling consoles. After the Wii, especially, was a huge step downward from that. And just in general, a lot of people had no idea what it was or that it existed.
People still don't. There are people in my family who know about the Switch, and then I say, oh yeah, it's like a Wii U. You take it on the go, they're like, what is a Wii U?
Which is kind of funny, because the Switch is, in many ways, very similar in concept, but in presentation seems miles ahead of what the Wii U was.
They did a good job with that in all their videos and stuff. This is a very new, like, they've tried to make it very, very fresh.
I think they learned that lesson.
Yeah.
So the Wii U came out in 2012, November 2012.
Wow. You know all that off the top of your head, huh?
Yep. I'm a veritable encyclopedia.
Yes, the top of his head.
i.e. Wikipedia.
And we were in our senior years of college.
I think I was a junior then.
I don't know what your deal was. You had a weird deal.
Because I went to Quinnipiac and then I went to SVA. I changed.
But I remember Neil got it from Amazon or something. Or didn't you actually have it like 2 weeks early somehow?
I think I did get it early.
Your dad like
And also Wii. I think I got a day early or something.
We're not talking about the Wii.
Oh, sorry.
But
I don't think it was 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks?
I didn't. No, it was like 4 days.
You pre-ordered it.
Right, you and
I didn't, and we were afraid because the Wii line, like, oh, maybe I should go. And you and I actually stayed up.
Well, we didn't camp out overnight.
No,
we went to Best Buy at like 6 a.m.
Right,
before they opened, and we were the only people there. I remember because we played Smash Up
for the first time
in my car on my dashboard.
Wow, that's a memory.
We did not know how much table space it needed.
It was pretty fun.
And I think our first groups were, I think you were ninjas and zombies, and I was dinosaurs and some, no, you were ninjas and wizards, and I was dinosaurs and zombies.
At any rate, we left with Wii U's. Well, you left with the Wii U. Mine came whenever.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting experience. And I mean, I guess we could talk about the system itself. It has a gamepad, right? That's really the big deal. It's basically a better Wii with a gamepad.
Well, there was also like, it's the same thing with the Switch, the Wii U, there was a lot of promise, right? Wasn't there that whole video where there were Yeah, there was that whole presentation at, like, their E3 video where there were third-party developers, like, saying, oh, yeah, we think this is going to be great and stuff. Second screen, it's awesome.
I mean, they always have that.
They do, right? But, like, yeah, but at the time, I was young and stupid. I was in college. So I was like, oh, it's cool. They're going to port all this cool stuff. And then we got Darksiders, I think, right? And then Bayonetta came out and stuff. That was later, though.
Well, Bayonetta's much later.
Yeah, yeah. But there was a lot of promise.
Well, should we just... Well, I think when we all saw the gamepad, it was definitely... out of left field. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not how we felt at the time. I remember when we talked about it, all three of us said, oh, that makes sense because they have the DS and the 3DS.
I guess. What I'm trying to say is it's a weird thing that other consoles don't have.
It's not a Nintendo thing. We just up the graphics. Like, right, Nintendo always wants to throw something besides just...
Yeah, and even, like, the DS is... different because, you know, those games usually it's the bottom screen is, I don't know, it's either usually a map or an inventory, which I guess is the same as the Wii U, but they sort of made
Zelda
it seem
stuff,
like
you could control him and stuff.
I guess the big difference was the thing they seemed to be selling early on was asymmetrical gameplay,
mm-hmm.
where one person's on the gamepad doing something completely different from the person on the TV,
yeah.
Which they really only capitalized on in a few games.
I think for most people. The only time they use that is legitimately when a kid wanted to play a game and a parent was watching, or when I just wanted to sit in my bed.
Well, that's the other thing, yeah. Off TV play. That's the other big thing.
I did like that. That was one of my favorite things about it.
Although, well, like you can't play Xenoblade Chronicles X like that. They let you, but you can't read anything. The text is so small, you literally it's impossible to read.
Well, my problem was wireless distance. Well, even before my gamepad went kaplooey, it wasn't great.
The weird thing is, when I lived in the apartment in Philly, it actually was pretty good. For whatever reason, I feel like the same distance where I am now, it doesn't cover. Like, I used to be, like, playing on the couch. And then
stop leaning away from the mic.
Playing on the couch. And then I would, like, hold on. Laundry's done. So I'd maybe, like, bring that and play Netflix in the kitchen. And it would seamlessly work fine.
Mm.
Go the same distance. I feel like it starts
glitching
out.
So I don't know if this has ever been confirmed because I never saw anything on Go Nintendo really about this, but there are people who said, like, if you have multiple, like, wireless connections of phones and things going on around, it can interfere because of the technology they use or something. If you have a couch and a chair and, like, a table and a wall, like, it's a little harder to get through than other things. And I know in my house it's all, like, brick and stuff, so it's like don't forget about going out of the room.
The house I'm in now is a Wi-Fi dead zone. Like, certain rooms you can't get if it's not in the room.
Yeah, I mean, it was never quite as good as they promised to me, especially when I first got it. Now I'm in a fairly small apartment, but when it came out, there was a basement up to my third floor.
Even in your apartment, you can't... Can you use it in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
You can, okay.
But I couldn't go into my room, my bedroom, and do it.
That sucks, yeah.
I do remember... Like, the only times I really remember doing off-screen play, I remember once I watched a Paranormal Activity movie in the dark, like, in my bed under the covers with it, just for the sheer novelty to try it. It was just fun, but the screen quality wasn't great, you know? It was just okay, but...
I was just going to say, the screen quality was good for when it came out. Then, like, 5 years later, you're looking at it and you're like, my iPad and everything. Like, everything has moved up.
Well, I think it was good, like, for a year.
Yeah.
It very quickly became outdated.
Also, welcome to technology.
The touch screen fell behind really quickly you could only use the... Or could you use your finger? It was a pressure sensor.
You could use your finger, but
it wasn't a multi-touch
single
sensor.
Touch.
Right. So that was a problem too, because I think a lot of game developers did want to try stuff with, like, they wanted to port, like, iPad games and stuff, but they couldn't because they didn't have the multi-touch.
Even compared to an iPad, it wasn't as sensitive.
No.
You brought up game developers. It just sort of, they didn't really get a lot of those third publishers we were promised.
Which is surprising, too, because it was around the time when Wii U, I feel like, it wasn't so far off compared to Wii and what was around then. Like, the turnover between when PS3 was around and Xbox 360 and Wii U, it's much easier to port things between those consoles as opposed to porting something from PS3 to a Wii, which was a problem.
No, I disagree. I think Wii U was actually the hardest to port to.
Really?
I think the because I mean
because they don't support some like
the supporting game engines the, and their own engine yeah. and stuff. Plus, you have to whole build the whole thing for a second screen.
That's
well,
true.
I think graphically it's certainly easier than a Wii is what Neil's saying. I mean, it was okay. much closer.
Stronger. No, but Willie yeah, does but, make a point. There's another screen, and that's like a, you just got to get a team to work on whatever.
But
that's
I mean,
be.
They could easily just
make it
ignore
black.
It.
Yeah, they could.
some games did do that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it didn't sell. That's why there weren't games third parties on it. Is because nobody had it.
That's like a
catch 22.
Yes, yeah. It's like it didn't sell because no one put any games on it. But I also a lot of it was Nintendo just didn't market it,
which
properly.
Is a constant thing with Nintendo on really with all their most of their systems.
And it's weird too because
so once again when we look at the Switch, we're same issues.
Well, I feel like they're doing a lot of the opposite stuff they're doing with Wii U, which is good, right? They're not saying they're not showing you that you can take this off the screen and someone else can use the TV, which was the whole thing with the Wii U. They're not doing that with Switch, which you can do with Switch.
Well, no.
Instead,
they're
making much
on
more
the basic,
personal
it's literally
gamer
take
stuff.
It with you. So now you can make it to your bedroom.
Yeah, it's actually really exciting. I can actually do what they promised me I can do. What I won't be able to do is play games like Nintendo Land or Zombie U because it's impossible anymore. You can't have the screen and the
but
Switch.
But didn't they port Zombie U to...
Wait,
they did.
Why can't you have...
Because I can't play on the screen while I'm playing something on my TV on the Switch.
Oh, you're saying because it needs two screens, you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, but they ported it to PS3.
Zombie U, I said Nintendo Land and Zombie
right.
U.
Yeah.
And lots of other games. But even, I mean, I would argue that Zombie U port, I haven't played it, but completely destroys the purpose and lessens the game.
It's also graphically inferior to the Wii, which is weird.
But we'll get into games, I guess. Well, I don't know. Well, also cool that the Wii U let you use all your Wii remotes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Almost like, because everybody had a Wii and like a bunch of remotes right out of the box. You had a bunch of extra controllers, which was nice.
So that should have been a huge incentive for people, but because people didn't understand that Wii U was a new console, they didn't get it.
Well, it's part of the problem. They thought it was an add-on for the Wii.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see it
but
in commercials.
That was like the coolest thing. I remember when we first saw that, I was like, I think we predicted it too. We were like, yeah, they're going to use Wii remotes on the console. We were talking about it. And then when they said they were going to use it, I was like, yeah, that's awesome because I don't have to buy more controllers. But then I did buy more controllers.
And they never did the thing that they kind of said they were going to do eventually during the first year and then never talked about again was release more gamepads so you could have multiplayer gamepads.
Did they
play.
Officially promise that?
They never put out a press release, but they definitely said, they definitely made statements about wanting to do that in the future. And I think they found, A, it was too hard to, they didn't have the power to stream the two screens at once.
Yeah, because that's three different screens showing things.
And B, it was too expensive. No one would want to buy another gamepad for $100 bucks.
And once again, now we look and the Switch sort of solves that problem. Now you actually do because...
Well,
it makes
sort of
more...
eliminates.
Right. Yeah, because the console, exactly, the screen is the console now,
because it's portable and stuff. I can bring my Switch to you to play like the first one that probably will really matter, Splatoon, together or something.
Yeah, it does feel like the Switch is kind of like answering a lot of the things that we wanted out of the Wii U, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely, I think Nintendo saw what it was and said, oh, let's fix it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about release games.
Yeah, well, at launch, I won't name everything, but I do have a list here of every Wii U game in chronological order. Well, I know the games that the big game, because it was the pack-in, right, was Nintendo Land.
Yes.
Which
they're not doing.
It was a pack-in at a certain tier. There were two bundles, remember? There was the basic Wii U.
It was the white one that didn't come with it?
Right. And then there was the higher gigabyte one that did come with Nintendo Land.
And that
I don't think I ever saw a white Wii U. Because everyone I saw black ones.
I saw one in person. It looked cool.
But Nintendo Land was, I think... should have done what Wii Sports did. Well, the thing is, Wii Sports is more accessible. It's much simpler. But Nintendo Land, I think, is a much better, more entertaining game that I still think, even if it weren't a pack-in, is worth $50, and I think is still one of the most fun party games you can get. I think that's one of the biggest losses. No other game ever did it, so it's not that big a loss. But that alone proves, I think, how much fun the gamepad can be. I loved – I mean, I would play that for like a year.
Dude, that Metroid game was so fun.
When it first
came
out –
all of those games are
fun. Like I remember one time my friend Alice had a party with a bunch of people from our college. There had to be like – I don't know, like 8 or 10 people at our house for like 3 days. That's all we did. Was we played Luigi's Mansion and the Mario Run game, like just over and over, like never got sick of it. People just loved it. There was something about those games that was genius.
There's also like the more you play, you get like was it like stickers or something?
You get stickers to post on Miiverse? Was that
you get some kind of achievements.
I know there's some kind of thing, because I never think like, oh man, I need to get this. Remember the Donkey Kong levels? Like how we kept getting so annoyed.
Which one were the Donkey Kong ones?
They're like you had to rotate, and it's like a puzzle. You ride the cart down.
It was motion. You moved the thing, kind of like you rotated the screen.
See, that game, that collection of games made it the Wii U feel like a toy. Like it made it feel like more than just a video game console. And I feel like that never reached that potential again, where it was like you felt like you were doing crazy stuff. You there were so many options. You could use motion. You could use the camera in some things, I think. You could use the both joysticks controlling two different people at the same time. You could use the Wiimote and the nunchuck. You could use every controller.
It was pretty crazy. It felt like Nintendo, like they put all their ideas into that game. And they're like, we're done.
Yeah.
The rest, then they'll put out a few more. Well, anyway, so that was great. I think already that was an awesome launch game. You also had, speaking of third parties, you had Assassin's Creed 3 and Batman Arkham City.
That was cool.
But once again,
ports. And late ports.
Batman Arkham City was a good port, though. They added stuff to it for the Wii version. You had there's stuff on the screen where you could like see the map and add like points and stuff. You didn't have to press a button to go to the map. I know it's simple, but I really liked it. I thought it was the best use of like a screen on the gamepad, other than like Pikmin.
Darksiders, you said. Epic Mickey 2. Never picked up.
Epic Mickey 2, you couldn't even use the Wiimote. That was the worst port.
It was strange, yeah.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3, again.
I played a little bit of that. That was good.
New Super Mario Bros. U. That was Nintendo's other launch title, was New Super Mario Bros. U.
That's the one that's the side-scrolling, traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one that Neil and I went to Old Navy to get.
Oh, yeah. And we bought clothes. I bought my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
They had a deal. If you spend $50 or something, you get a free Mario. So it's like, sure. Well, I don't know. We did it.
It was a pretty good deal, honestly. We got a free game.
And, I mean, the New Super Mario Brothers series has been, I think, fairly criticized for being kind of lazy. But that was a pretty good one. I think easily the best of the series. Not mind-blowing in any regard, but for a launch title Mario game, it was pretty fun. It had some cool stuff, and it also had some Miiverse stuff. We haven't talked about Miiverse yet. We can get to that.
Oh, that was the one with the stickers. That's the one, right?
A lot of games had stickers.
All right, they all had stickers.
Stamps, they called them, I think.
Yeah.
So there was that. Scribblenauts was a launch game. I have the hat.
Oh, I wanted to get the DC Scribblenauts one.
Sure.
I mean, just because it was the latest one at the time.
Little Inferno was one I really liked. That was digital. That was
cool. But it's another, like, it's you know, those guys are always going to be around the guys that really love putting this stuff on Nintendo consoles and the smaller games or indie, you know, obviously indie developers and stuff. What's his name, the guy who made that one?
I don't know. Kyle Gabler or something?
I think it's, yeah.
It's Tomorrow Corporation is the company.
Yeah, Tomorrow. Oh, wait, that's actually his company's name?
Yeah.
Oh, because Tomorrow Corporation is the game that he made, joke. Right?
No, I think they it's like they mention it in World of Goo or something. Little Inferno, right. Probably. But, yeah, that was a great, that was a perfect indie, like, in-between sessions of Mario.
And that you only use the gamepad, right? I
think. You could play it on the screen with the Wii pointer.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it definitely seemed like a touchpad game.
What games do you get, Willie?
I know I got Inferno. I liked it.
Yeah, it's a small game.
So. I didn't get the Mario one. That's why I didn't go with you guys at the Gap.
Old Navy. Old Navy.
That was actually surprised. Get it, there right? were a fair amount of people there, right?
And I mean, I agree a lot with the idea of Nintendo Land.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I mean, I was like, I gotta beat this thing. and I think that's a good idea and sort of a fun way. I think it's the good way for them to take advantage of their mascots. I mean, like Smash Brothers kind of deal, just sort of bring them all together. And sure, Smash Brothers is more of the competitive fighting game. Do one where it's more of a bunch of mini games.
No, it was really fun to see, like, oh, it's like Metroid or less, you know, there was an F-Zero game and there was a balloon fight game, so less obvious.
The best thing about that, for me as a Nintendo fan, and anyone who likes all those games is like, oh, you want a Zelda game and a Metroid? Here, they're all in here, right? Day one, you get honestly, every...
That Metroid and the Pikmin game
were yeah, they were good.
Pretty good,
they
too,
were good.
To be fair.
No, I don't...
Yeah, no, I know we're not.
And the only problem it does still come down to, I feel, and I feel bad. And I do think they should continue the idea of Nintendo Land. Like, mm-hmm. I think there should be a Switch version. I mean, it can't be as, like, crazy innovative.
Maybe. I mean, they do have the HD Rumble stuff, so yeah.
I right. think, like, maybe it turns out, what's the game? 1-2 Switch mm-hmm. will be like that.
They want it to be like
yeah,
that.
But
it's
I
in
don't,
that
I
same vein.
It.
It's definitely in that vein.
It's much simpler, though. I've seen no...
It is, but when you see people playing it, it's the same kind of, like, you're using different ways.
The but I think part of me was...
Stuff.
But that's Switch that, talk.
The problem... well, I'm getting back yeah. to it. Like, is the difference, and I think they focus mm. so much in the, and that's one there. I think the double edged sword of them having so many great mascots
mm-hmm.
is they sort of think, and it's sort of true that all they need is them to sell. Like we, all the times we hear
except
a port,
Metroid,
even if it's like a big title, it's ones that's been around like. The Assassin's Creed 3, the Batman, the Skyrim that's coming out. These are all games that are old, you know, old.
Yeah.
You know, old. And we never then hear again of one that, like, when, like, Mass Effect Andromeda. This is the new game that's coming out soon.
Well, this seems like a whole other.
No, but my
issue.
Point is that never happened to Wii U either.
Like, yeah.
And I think that was my problem with the game selection. It was just.
Yeah, it was games that
we never got
played.
That. Those AAA games everyone's excited about.
Third party.
Third party. And then when you, like, even though I love Little Inferno and stuff, that still reminds me.
We're talking about the launch right now.
Right.
Again, let's just focus it in.
Okay. I guess for launch, but.
Well, he's saying, like, games like Arkham City or whatever.
Yeah, I feel
like. They were games that were already out, so at launch, it wasn't as big a deal.
It wasn't exciting.
Like, we were like, oh, what about the next Arkham game? Why is that not? You know?
Well, maybe you were excited about Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed.
I know you were.
I was. We played. That was fun. That's a great racing
that's
game.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was excited and I had it only for one reason, and that was because they had a Panzer Dragoon level.
Oh, yeah, they did. That's cool.
They had lots of cool stuff.
Wait, they don't have they don't have Jet Set Radio in that.
He was
right?
a racer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there Jet Set Radio level?
I don't know if there's a level.
I'm pretty
sure he was a racer.
I almost bought Sonic Tennis, Sega Tennis, just because they had a Jet Set Radio level.
But that was cool because it was also let you...
Isn't that like 15-year anniversary or something?
Something like that,
It
yeah.
let a fifth player play on the gamepad, so you could actually do five player racing. Although the frame rate went to a halt, so it was honestly almost not worth it. But it was, for the novelty at the time, it was pretty cool.
And we didn't have Mario Kart yet.
Honestly, that game is, in some ways, almost as, if other than the level of polish and the budget, as good as Mario Kart to me. I think it's a great
I think Kart that's fair. Game. I mean, it's not as good, but I wouldn't say it's like bad.
If they gave that team more money, I think that game would be better than Mario Kart.
Wow.
I don't think better.
I honestly believe
but
that.
But I think it'd be like...
There's a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
And also that was on 3DS too. They put that on a lot of consoles.
Yeah. The other one, last one for launch was Zombie U. I think to this day.
God damn it, yes.
Please calm down.
That game was so good.
You're making me want to say I don't like it because of how enthusiastic you are.
Why does my reaction
Relax.
Change your reaction?
Anyway.
Because that's literally how it works.
He's a devil's. He's
just calm down.
I love it.
You're Obama, he's Republicans, okay?
Exactly.
You have to understand.
Exactly.
Anyways, let him say his piece.
I think it's one of the most underrated games on the system. A lot of people didn't like it. It got pretty, very middling review scores. But it's a great horror game with some and like almost no other game did on the Wii U, with the gamepad use made it a completely different experience you couldn't get anywhere else. And I think is still the best example of the gamepad. It gives a reason for that system to exist.
Yes. To me, it was probably, I mean, tied, I guess, but this is then when you get to more genre point of the best Wii U games out there, I'd argue. Because I mean, the Switch, like you said, especially, it was definitely the best opening, I would argue, outside.
The only
one I would say fight with is Nintendo Land, and that's when I said getting the genre, because it's really, they're not in the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you still had the heavy story, which is interesting. And, like, I remember seeing your zombie version and stuff.
Yeah. I posted most... I don't know about you guys. I think you guys did, too. The most pictures off of your games.
Oh, I didn't post too much. I don't remember if I posted one of you guys posted. I remember finding a backpack with a unicorn on it and finding it hilarious. And, like, because I think the horror aspect with two screens, because the problem is you can't focus on both. And they understood that. And that's when a lot of the fun came in.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We should explain. I think a lot of people who are listening are not going to know what we're talking about.
If you're listening to
the... When you have the gamepad and you're looking in your backpack or you're opening a case of some kind in the game, you have to look at the gamepad and move things around into your inventory. Meanwhile, on the TV screen, zombies could be coming after you and you have to keep looking between the gamepad and the TV screen as if you're like actually there looking in a backpack and looking over your shoulder. It was really cool. It was a cool mechanic.
But I mean, if you're listening to the Wii U podcast, you probably have some familiarity.
I disagree. I know people.
I'm just saying, we can't explain every game.
But yeah.
We're going to talk about
but this is a game that I would like to just explain a little bit.
All right, well, you did it.
It was definitely, for an opening, out of all the opening games, it was one of the probably most exciting.
It was definitely the best launch
time. I want to talk about it. I didn't talk about it yet.
Okay.
That game made me remember why I liked those survival horror Resident Evil games, because that game, I died a lot. I'm not very good at those games, but... That game was so fun, dude. There were so many moments where you're like not sure if there's a guy around the corner, and like even at your base, like there could just be hordes coming and stuff. Like that game was so good, and they nailed the feeling of what was it, a cricket bat onto a zombie's face and just like beating him.
Well, that was probably the biggest flaw of the
game.
Well,
yeah, a lot of people complained that there wasn't a lot of weapons.
You have one weapon, and it was a pretty repetitive.
You did have guns, but hitting, you didn't ever want to use them because
hitting.
You could call
one melee weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't have a lot of bullets.
I was fine with that,
I definitely, I think, could probably be polished in some ways, but I still feel like it was an amazingly fun game. I love the story.
I always cut him slack for a launch title.
Being in Buckingham Palace, I was terrified.
Well,
I was terrified.
To me, this idea is like the open world zombie game.
All right, but I don't want to dwell too much on
Oh, and then you also travel through the subways. It's like Metro.
Sure. So we have 100 games.
Yeah. Are we seriously going to go?
Literally,
not all.
Okay, all right.
Talk about the big ones.
I'm curious. Is there actually 100 Wii U titles?
No, there's more than
that. Do you really think there are less than that?
No, it's not like exactly 100. I was like, no. Wow.
Nintendo was like, let's stop making games.
I was like, did you count? And like, that's exactly...
Okay, so basically then, you know, after launch, as often happens, there was a lull. There were a couple digital games. We had The Cave. We had Bit Trip Runner 2, which was great. The Cave was okay.
The Cave was good after the last update.
Yeah, it was okay. March was the first,
March?
Oh, now we're getting back...
Oh,
the March after was released, the time when some more good stuff coming out. We got Lego City Undercover, which was pretty cool. It was an original exclusive title, which
was
fun.
It was GTA with Legos. It
was
awesome.
Cool. We also got which I remember. I think I got maybe all of these at the same time. I know I got Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Oh, that was pretty cool. I saw you play that.
Around the same time. And I remember because it was the same week that also Bioshock Infinite came out. So it was like, I was having a great time that week. There was like a ton of stuff coming out.
That's a pretty good combo game.
I was really happy. But the Monster Hunter 3 was awesome.
But it was a Wii port, right? Like
it was an update.
But
yeah.
So are
but
all
it
the Monster Hunter games.
I remember vividly that game did not look like a Wii U game. I feel like we're unanimous.
Honestly, I didn't care.
No, I know.
To me,
but...
I love the Monster Hunter series, and to be able to play on a console with you guys online was so much fun.
I would argue that it did look like a Wii U game.
I don't agree.
Because Wii U games didn't look that great. I think it looked...
I disagree. I thought that it looked like a port of the Wii version, which Wii version looked great, right? It looked solid for a Wii game. And then when we got the Wii U version, I was like, this doesn't look... It was like, it's literally Monster Hunter Tri, which we already had. I mean, it was...
But on a big... with a better online system.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think more...
They
it
did,
was just cool.
But it was half-assed. Come on, you guys really don't think it was half-assed? We could have gotten a new Monster Hunter game.
Have you seen how Monster Hunter releases?
Yes. That's why I don't buy Monster
Hunter
anymore.
And then there's like three more before they release the new one.
This came out... The thing is... This was the second Monster Hunter game I ever bought, and I knew it was. I knew it was basically an upgraded port, but it was a new system. The old servers weren't online anymore.
That's true. Well, so that's how they got you.
It was a different thing. It's not like I think a much worse offender with the 3DS games where it's been literally a year between releases and you could still play the old one. I was okay with it. I mean, is it a little lazy? Yes, but then don't buy it. I don't know. So,
yeah, I shouldn't have.
And I still...
No, we had a lot of fun playing
that
online.
We did.
Yeah, and
we did.
And come on, you can't tell me you guys aren't going to be tempted. I mean, you know I'm going to buy it when the Switch comes out with one. Because the idea of on a console.
I'm buying the first Switch Monster Hunter, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
I'll see what it looks like and how it plays.
So one of the things Nintendo...
It plays like Monster Hunter. Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
I will see.
One thing Nintendo did that was new with the Wii U generation was DLC. The first... I think the first...
I thought the first DLC was the Mario Kart 3DS.
Mario Kart 3DS had DLC?
Not 3DS. One of the... Yeah, because they had to do a patch.
I didn't have that
one. No, it was the first patch, not DLC.
DLC.
They had the race... Where you could go off the edge and he drops you right at the finish line.
I don't know. Anyway, we had a new Super Luigi U, which I never actually got around to
buying.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
But that's interesting. That was, you know, sort of like a stopgap between releases. Mm-hmm. Game & Wario came out. We never really got a real WarioWare game on this system.
It's because the WarioWare team is doing Rhythm Heaven now. That's what they're doing, so.
I guess, but there were 5 years when they could have made a WarioWare game. I don't know.
Well, don't forget, Rhythm Heaven's been out in Japan much longer.
Pikmin 3.
Right. We should mention, are you just reading U.S. released games?
Yes, I'm not getting to ones that weren't released in the U.S. Yeah. So these are all ones that we've...
When we get to Xenoblade, we'll discuss all that.
Pikmin 3 came out. It was awesome. That was a great release.
Pikmin 3 was great, but didn't it do poorly?
All these games did poorly because they were on the Wii U.
Yeah, well, I mean, just comparatively to how many consoles.
No, I think it sold well for a Pikmin game on the Wii. I mean, Pikmin's never been the huge seller.
They did it right with Pikmin 2 with Pikmin's the co-op missions and stuff and the timed missions and all that stuff.
You don't... It's good. They had the same stuff in Pikmin 3.
But it was more fun on the Wii. It looked amazing, and then you could use the controller as the map so you could both see what's going on, and like it felt much better than the Wii version.
Oh, you're saying you liked 3 better than 2?
Yeah.
Okay, I just was confused about what you were saying.
Well, because 3 had so many... They had a lot of stuff. It was great. It was huge.
It has sold around 210,000 units in the U.S., so it's okay.
And then they did they also did for Wii U and 3DS the videos, the Pikmin videos.
Oh, yeah.
Which were cute. I think.
And then they made you buy them. That was not so cute, but...
Yeah. How much were they?
They were like $3 a short.
That's a lot.
They should have been free.
Yeah, they should
have. It's ridiculous that they cost money. I just watched them online.
I bought them on both.
Jesus Christ.
I wanted it in 3D and my TV.
Spin the Bottle Bumpy's Party. They attempted to bring back some indie
We stuff. Played those.
That was a good drunk party game.
I think I kissed Greg. Almost Chris Gregg doing that.
Well, I can't say
not
that.
Not on the lips.
You mean last night.
Not on the lips.
I thought this was earlier, but I guess this was a year in. We got Rayman Legends, which was just a remake. It was a sequel / remake of Rayman Origins.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty... It's a very good game. Wonderful 101.
Oh, man. That game is cool.
Talking about unappreciated games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
A fantastic game, which I never went back to finish, which I still feel bad about.
I remember we were really actually hoping he's going to make it into the new Smash.
Yeah, I think that'd be a decent choice.
What is he doing now, that director? I freaking love that guy.
Well, he works on Bayonetta 2 and all those games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he directs all those Platinum games.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess Kamiya. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, Kamiya. Yeah. He blocked me on Twitter when I had a Twitter account.
Okay, so
I complimented him on Twitter and I said, yeah, I love your game. And then he blocked me.
I don't think he actually directed Bayonetta 2, but he worked on it.
He helped port it or something.
I think he was probably working on Wonderful 101 during that time. I don't know. But we're not there yet. But anyway, that was great. We got Wind Waker HD. So that was their apology for not having a Zelda game.
Well, I mean, apparently, you know, them porting that also helped them influence the art style of Breath of the Wild a little and stuff. And so, I don't know. That's cool, I guess.
It was nice to have. I wish they could have done more because they could have, there were a lot. There were some very obvious and prominent things in that game that weren't finished. Like, there was one or two dungeons people knew about. And then there was the whole Triforce hunt at the end that was very heavily criticized. They definitely could have cleaned it up some more. It still looked beautiful. And the inventory, and they did make sailing faster, which was very nice.
Yes.
Still a great game.
It was good, yeah.
Assassin's Creed 4, that was one example of a third party.
Was it the American Pirates or whatever?
Pirates.
Yeah, no, that
was wasn't American.
One of the only few
Mediterranean Caribbean pirates.
The Caribbean, I don't think the Americas, if you mean United States, when you say Americas, were not discovered yet.
Okay.
Because this technically takes place before 3, and 3 is all about the revolution.
Okay.
But yeah, that was that was something where we actually did get a big title.
No, and that was nice, and that was and it was sad because it's also probably the last good Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Sonic Lost World. Did anybody play that?
I can't remember.
I did play a little bit of it.
I played the demo.
It might have been the demo that I played. That game was
Yep. That exactly sums it up.
Yeah. I guess we don't have to say anymore.
Then that the holiday after was the first really big deal, which was Mario 3D World. And I think that was when people started to sit up and be like, oh, the Wii U finally has a great exclusive title that you can only play on the Wii U.
When was this?
Year at 2013. So it's Christmas, the year after Wii U. Okay. So that, I mean, that was pretty good. I know we had tons of fun. That was having the multiplayer.
I saw you play that first, and then I bought it like immediately. I played it here, and you were on the dinosaur thing, and you were sliding down the waterfall thing, and I was like, this game's great. I want to get it.
It also came out the same, it might have been the same day, but the same week as Zelda Link Between Worlds. So it was like an awesome, like Nintendo just owned that Christmas.
Yeah,
I think for a lot of people. The year after that, we got Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Which is fantastic.
It's a great game, but I think it is a little... It's just a little underwhelming because people want retro to do something else.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, it's great, but... We've had this before,
but it's also like I feel like we don't get them that often, so it's kind of like it's acceptable to me. We get one per console. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want.
How about NES Remix?
That was cool, but that's a full price thing, right?
No, it was a $20 downloadable.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's acceptable then. Yeah, that feels appropriate.
I feel like a lot of these games feel like they were Nintendo's filler games. I mean, that is definitely...
Well, NES Remix was definitely a filler.
That's like, very
it
filler.
It literally just took old games. But it was cool, though, because you could play like games that were reversed. You play the game as... I think it was one where you played as Donkey Kong and Mario or something. There were some weird like change-ups in those.
I wish there were more of those. Like, they had like a section for those remixes, and then there was a lot where it was just walk into the... dungeon.
Yeah.
it was kind of fun. For
the
what
second
it was.
One, I was like, it was cool too, but then I was like, eh.
It's a good like pass and play, hang out on the couch kind of a game, I think. Mario Kart 8 finally came out in 2014.
Which I think, as of right now, we still say is probably the best Mario Kart.
It's pretty close. It's definitely up there.
I'm going
to
say...
For the reason that... Just because they're porting it to the Switch, you're happy. You're like,
I mean, you can listen to our Switch podcast, our first episode, where we talk about how much I'm happy about that.
Mario Kart 8, I loved. I do think it is the best one. And then this first time they did, at least unless Willie knows otherwise, the DLC for the Mario Kart games. that was a crazy thing too, because like I put a lot of money into that.
The DLC, and it was
wasn't it like $50 at the end for all the DLC?
No.
It was 20. No, it was 10 and 10.
That was it.
No, and then there was another.
There were only two packs. And if you ordered it early, it was like less than that. It was like $12.99, so we actually got a better deal.
Oh, all right.
Okay. No, it was some of the best DLC in any game.
It's still a lot. It's still a lot.
I don't think it is at all.
I think it's a little pricey.
$20 for 16 new tracks and like a bunch of new characters to play as and vehicles? That's a very good price.
Well, I don't buy this. That's like the only DLC I've ever purchased because I think DLC in general is a ripoff.
Consider that Mario Kart 8 was $60. It launched with 32 tracks.
Yeah, and then you get half that
for a third of the price. How is that not a good deal?
Because like
do the math.
I'm by default less interested in purchasing more content for the game that I've already purchased after I purchased the game. Like I don't want to buy anymore.
But put aside your weird DLC biases. If you want more content, priced it reasonably.
Yeah.
I mean, do you, like, right?
Yeah, it's just I'm one of those old people who's like, hey, just update the game with more maps and shit like we used to do sometimes.
Yeah, but they can't. That's pricey. It costs money. Yeah. There are developers who need to eat. They didn't just make this out of thin air. They spent hours designing tracks.
No. They do blood sacrifice and then just get one from a, you know. He must not be named.
I mean, I did it. I bought him, but I'm like anti DLC.
All right, this is another podcast.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because you're wrong.
The DLC podcast, not the DLC podcast.
Anyway, it was easily some of the best DLC. Whether you like, even if you don't like DLC, because even
the
you bought it
was great.
We got Shovel Knight, that multi-platform, but Shovel Knight's good. Really, one of my favorite games on the Wii U, The Letter. Y'all remember that?
That was a shit game.
No, it's a really good game.
Oh my god. Were you the one where me and Willie were sitting here and you're like, oh, keep walking around, something's gonna happen. We walked around for like 30 minutes and nothing happened.
I mean, I'm the only one who bought that game. It was on it for $5 for the entertainment I got. It was worth $5.
Oh my god.
Hilarious game. Terrible game, but worth $5.
Jeez.
Relax over there.
Let's see. A Kickstarter too?
No.
Are you sure?
That no one would fund that game. I mean,
Hey, you did.
We got Hyrule Warriors. I feel like now at this point, Hyrule Warriors is coming out. This is in summer 2014. I feel like by this time, everybody kind of realized this system is kind of not doing anything. We got our
second Zelda game that wasn't a new Zelda game.
They literally came out.
I liked it a lot.
No, I liked Hyrule Warriors.
But
they literally came out
with a direct that was like, hey, since there's no Zelda.
Yeah, they literally said something like that. They literally.
Here's some other shit.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a remake and
they kept putting out, like, they put out DLC for that too. Or, well, you could use the Amiibos.
I think that
and
was
all
more
that stuff,
DLC that was pretty
DLC,
good.
But then they also. And I hate. Monster Hunter does this too. They're like, here's the 3DS version with new characters. I'm like, I don't want to. No, just let me do it on the Switch, on the Wii U.
That was interesting. But then we still had some swan songs. We had Bayonetta 2, which was huge.
Which was awesome.
Oh my god, I remember so many people complaining like, this is not fair. I want to play on my Xbox.
Yeah, it was kind of great. But
see all the Xbox whiners.
It was a big deal that they got that as an exclusive. Still a really
and
nice.
And she's in Smash Bros. Now.
Yeah.
That's
We're not
awesome.
There yet.
I know, I'm just
really
excited.
Cool that they had that relationship. Is this still, did I miss it? Did Smash Brothers really, did I skip Smash Brothers?
Smash Brothers was a little while after that.
It came out.
It had to be after Bayonetta.
It was definitely after Bayonetta.
But she was DLC, so it could have been.
Yeah, but I think we were talking about her being in Smash when Smash first came out. I'm almost certain.
Oh, you're right. You're right. No, it was later. Yeah. Wow. I feel like that's really interesting. So
he's
right. So there's a whole lot of nothing here. Really, that's the next big game was Smash Brothers. And I mean, that's something if you're a Melee purist, you're not going to like it no matter what. But I think every Smash Brothers is pretty much better than the last.
Well, you could have the game.
It certainly was better than that's true. You could use game controllers.
I am the exact opposite of the no items, Fox only, Final Destination. So, you know, I always like it when they give me more items, more characters.
It did get rid of tripping, which is one thing that was really stupid in Brawl. So that was nice.
It is weird that they put out an adapter just for Smash Bros. They really were hoping, like, everyone was going to get in on this. This was their big seller.
It is. Honestly, like, people probably only have a Wii U because of Mario Kart. And Smash Brothers.
Well, they wanted to get in the tournament
and Zelda.
Scene. I think during this generation, they also became a lot more aware of the tournament scene.
Yes,
and they knew this was important to people.
But my point was that they put out a GameCube adapter that only worked for Smash Brothers, and of course, they didn't release any GameCube games on the Wii U eShop or Virtual Console or anything, which I.
It's a little weird.
Were going to do, I was like, they're going to use this for something else. Like, they made GameCube controllers work for the Wii U.
Nope.
And then they didn't do anything.
It's the e-reader. It's the bongos.
Exactly.
It's the microphone.
E-reader, you did have a lot of cards you could use on it, you know, for different games.
Yeah, but, I mean.
No, it was garbage.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Captain Toad Treasure Tracker came out soon after. It was pretty great.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, it was a good
game. Meme Run. Very great
game. that got removed from the eShop because of, like, copyright things with the meme characters or something.
Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, which I think was a really fun game.
Which one was that?
That's the Claymation one?
Yeah, the Clay.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Canvas Curse sequel. I know the big criticism people always had for it was they should have put it on 3DS because I'm not looking at the TV, I'm looking at my gamepad.
Right.
To which I always said, well, I'd rather look at the gamepad, which is a better resolution than my 3DS anyway.
On the 3DS, would you get all that detail for the clay? I think it's much harder to pull off.
Yeah, it'd be a little. I think based on Woolly World, you could because they
but
did
even
a really good
World,
job porting that.
It looks worse on the 3DS.
A little bit. But you
don't get some of the nuance, like him, the fluff of him bouncing on stuff and things. You don't get some of the. Anyway.
But it was I think it's a pretty fun Kirby game. I like it a lot. It is kind of a shame when you see how beautiful it looks on the TV and you can't look at it, but I don't know how else you could make it. Like, there's just no other option. You can't.
It is a weird idea.
I'm still sad they don't bring back, what's her name from, or his name, I don't know. Remember what gender anyway. Like Kirby 64, the painter.
I'm pretty sure that's a girl.
I can't remember anymore.
But I don't want to assume anything.
I wish they. I love that combining different powers. That was so much fun.
I never played that one.
So Kirby, what's next?
We had Mario Party 10. That was and this is right around. This is probably a good point to talk about. Well, Smash Brothers, really, the launch of Amiibos too. That was a big thing.
Oh yeah, that was huge.
Smash is when they started, right?
Yeah, well, that was the launch.
That was the Living Toys thing, and that's when they're almost actually. I think Skylanders is in talks, or we've heard it might be ending. So they might be the only living.
I mean, they
toy
have a
game
new
now.
Game coming out, but they could be. I don't know.
Well, Lego awesome. Is still going on.
Oh, I forgot about Lego Dimensions.
Well, Lego got a boost, right? Because first of all, it's Warner Brothers owned, so they put that shit everywhere. But then also because Disney closed, I think a lot of
kids
moved.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised Disney dropped theirs. But
I mean, we made that point before, right, Jonathan? You said like they're just like, well, we could just pay other people to do this shit.
Yeah, that's kind of what they said.
Well, I think it also because Nintendo gets the advantage of putting it in different games, and I think that's where. One of the ways they should take advantage of the if they make another Nintendo Land is be like, you've unlocked, you know, the Fire Emblem game. You've unlocked a
they
Mario
should,
game.
They with really, Amiibos.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be too late now, but I don't know what the market is like. But if they made like a Lego or Marvel, whatever, for Nintendo.
Oh, you mean
Skylanders.
Yeah, Skylanders, yeah.
Well, no, that's why I think that should be their Skylanders game. Like, it's more a bunch of mini games you just unlock with different Amiibo.
I mean, I think they should. I think if they haven't done it by now, they're not going to do
it. They might not, yeah.
Right. No, I mean,
it's just not that they shouldn't.
They're making a lot of those Lego toys, so they must be doing well for those figures or for that game, you know. Those figures
well,
are there's
probably
a lot
work
of
with Legos
them.
Anyway, so you're just making Legos. They already have
that's
the
true,
mold,
but
so
I mean,
speak.
They still have to sell them and stuff. I don't know. They have chips in them or whatever.
We got Runbo.
Oh, I do want to say one thing.
Oh,
the big thing about Amiibo was that the promise was that they were going to be more than just the figures that you get with like Lego and stuff. You could use them with multiple games. It wasn't just one game, and you can use them with multiple games. And I argue that Hyrule Wars and what's the other game? Hyrule Wars probably used this the most, right? Because you can use all the different stuff.
A lot of their games did. Kirby did.
Kirby you could use?
Mm-hmm. Smash Brothers, you could like
Mario Party 10.
Oh, that's true. You could train. Oh, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Smash Brothers, you could. It would actually be like an AI that you could train to fight against you and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you could like bring your Amiibo and have your Marth fight against your friend's Mario.
It was funny, though, because I remember we were having a – I think it was either Halloween or New Year's Eve party at my place. And our friend James brought his kids over, and they play Skylanders a lot.
Yeah.
So he's like, I want to play. How do I use these? And I'm like, they just make CPUs.
Yeah. It's like, you want to be Link? Just click Link.
I think that is, you know, Amiibo was really popular, but I think it was most popular with the older crowd of Nintendo
fans.
Well,
no, it's not the older crowd. It's the Smash crowd because they want all their the Smash roster. Like, there's so. I mean, I'm still collecting them, and I still see people like, as soon as the, when are they going to print Bayonetta, Cloud, and whoever core. The last core.
Have we? We're still waiting on Amiibo.
They're waiting
right?
for the Switch. Version,
oh, right.
I think.
Okay.
Because they're like, we just want these, and I'm done. I just want the Smash characters.
But I mean,
which
is
totally false because people are still buying them.
I always think Amiibo are great as action figures, not as action figures. So I don't really do anything, but as collectibles and as just visual, they look great. They feel great. They're well made.
I think they're the best figures made from the life things. Some people might have a special place for Legos in the heart. That might be a different argument, but
the like stuff they do in the games for me is always very secondary. Like if it does something extra, cool.
So they're figures,
but they usually don't.
Right. You're paying $12 for a figure that's not movable. Yeah. It's like a statue, but it also has DLC that comes with it, basically.
And I
for
think,
multiple
I
games.
Mean, for me, it's cool, and I understand the reasoning. Like you don't want to put something behind an extra figure, which. Now they're better, but back then, if you recall, some of these were like literally impossible to find. Some of the figures, but at the same time, I mean, we've talked about it, and especially me, because like I said, I collect them, so I think of plenty of really interesting ways to bring them around. Like I would like to see an F-Zero game where actually, like, if you scan the Mario, you get like a Mario engine piece or something. It doesn't have to be like actually super more powerful. It could just be has Mario paint, and maybe it's a reskin of a different engine. But it'd be cool to have that kind of. Smash Bros. Alone had 50 in its roster that it's added.
Yeah.
And that's not including now we have all the Animal Crossing cards in Amiibo, Splatoon, Monster Hunter, the Cube, Shovel Knight. Like, There's a lot of interesting guys.
By the cube, do you mean Box Boy?
Yeah, Box Boy.
The cube!
And what's also nice about it, I think one of the reasons going with the detail is, unlike Disney Infinity, like, you actually have some of them. They did them all, like, this is very interesting. Like, all Disney Infinity is all done in their style of the Infinity.
Yeah, it's
which
very
is sort
stylized.
Of cool. It's sort of nice that they match, but at the same time, it's like some of the characters look a little weird. But like this, you know, Mario looks like his cartoony Mario self. And yeah. Then when you look at a Fire Emblem character, they look much more detailed, anime-ish.
They even did release, like, here's the Smash Brothers version, here's the Mario World version, right? And here's
which
the
is very important,
version.
I know, for you, because you like Wario, and like the Smash Wario versus the normal Wario.
Right, right. Yeah, I liked when they. I like him. All right, so let's get back to games. Runbo, we really liked. That was a really good multiplayer.
Runbo was, because that's like, no other system can do that, right? Have that many players on the screen. That's why the Wii U was good for games like that.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have a party of 8 people and you can all play the game at the same time.
I think 9 people can actually play that.
Yeah.
Super Mario Maker, again,
actually,
another great example of gamepad use. I think another, you know, not to say they never did it again. That is a really great one.
Well, they brought it to 3DS.
It was too rare.
Right, right. Sure. But
too rare?
We're talking about the gamepad.
The gamepad, using the gamepad.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But
instead of, look, here's a map.
But yeah. I mean, I loved that. I thought that was a huge success.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
Everybody loved it. Like, no, it was, anytime you showed
problems.
It to someone, they loved it.
Finding, like, maps and finding people's maps and friends' maps,
did,
it was
but,
a little difficult.
I mean, it was so much fun, first of all, because, actually, I would say that had the best amiibo use.
Mm.
Because being able to be like, because first of all, this is the it was like the near perfect marriage of Minecraft and Mario of Nintendo, like building your own levels. I mean, I remember I didn't buy it yet, and like John's like, here, play with it. So I made this cool little level of like sneaking into a base, and John's like, that's really good. I like.
I remember when we played that,
really
we jumped. We were able to skip your entire level.
I was just learning. And I fixed it and stuff, and I bought it, and I still. I sort of want to go back to it a bit every now and then. And then, like, playing Jonathan's, like, Jonathan made a Catan level, which is, I was like, yeah, I get, like, and then because of the amiibo and the hell, even the DLC, the free DLC for that, you know, I'm like, look, this is a Fire Emblem level. Like, this is a Metroid level.
See, they
like,
made levels in that, and that was,
it was
free.
It was the little big, well, you didn't, no, you got a skin. And the weird thing is, that's what I like.
But you didn't have to pay for them. It was each week was a new level.
Right, but it's just they uploaded. They just got a guide up. It's not the same.
I'm just saying, there's options like that where DLC can be.
Did
free.
Was this not the DLC podcast? I thought that was a different podcast.
It is anyway. Now. DLC podcast.
Another thing I really liked about it in this Mario one, the land is, and we'll talk about this when we get to sort of the last few games.
We're getting there pretty quick.
Yeah, is they didn't shy away. From the fact that they're a Japanese company and they have things like the marketing stuff. We got like weird anime characters and things like that. And I really like that kind of stuff. Like when it's not like, okay, let's make the world look so generic it could be anywhere kind of deal. Like, that. Yes, look, we have these weird things, the weird crossovers. Like in shows, you know how like they don't want to show anything and just everything's like generic brand, so to speak. But like in other times you'll see a show like no, that she's obviously ordering from Pizza Hut or something. Like,
you've completely lost me. What the hell
my
are you talking
about?
My
point is like they didn't censor their game because for just an, like
they didn't make a US version and a Japanese version.
Yeah,
like we got
like, you,
all
the
those
DLC,
extra levels
got, like,
and all the DLC. It was all everyone.
Oh, because they had like levels that were based on specific Japanese
properties. You could play, games,
you
could play
got
games from anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Okay, that's
there
what
weren't
I didn't,
servers.
I'm sorry,
I didn't understand
my
the
point
connection.
Is they didn't censor themselves.
He was saying they welcomed
not
showing off their Japanese song.
Sorry,
relax.
Listen to me.
No, I'm sorry. It's me trying to backtrack. I don't mean censor in the way that
I get you. I get you.
A costume, but like in the sense of just
no, it's cool.
Culture, and I like that kind of stuff because that's actually like, oh, I didn't know what this is.
Yeah. All right, let's run through the rest of these games and not linger on them too much.
Yes, sorry.
Yoshi's Woolly World, fun, good follow-up to Kirby, yes, Epic Yarn.
I do think, while it's a simplistic game, I do think it's a very good one for the system. Like, there's a difference between there's the did we already passed over it? The Animal Crossing board game?
I've either ignored it or...
Yeah, it's simple to the point of I don't think it's a good game. This is simple, like you can still play with like very young kids, but I think it's still fun. Like you don't lose out. It shows that you don't have to give up enjoying for a younger audience.
Yep.
Is it simple though? Like I don't.
You can just attach wings.
You literally can't die in that game.
I guess that's true.
Same with Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Wait, you can die, though, if you don't... Yeah.
I don't know. In Kirby's Epic Yarn, you literally cannot die.
Wait, really?
Yes, and I think Woolly World was the same way.
I think there's a boat, but the point is you can literally turn it on right from the start.
You could lose, like, your whatever you've collected.
What's the point of the hearts? Or not hearts, the...
To get 100%. Yeah. Maybe, but I don't remember. Woolly World, you might be able to die. I don't remember.
But my point is... They still had modes and unlockables to make it really, you know, you didn't have to be in a hard game.
Had co-op,
but,
which was great.
You know, it wasn't just...
But there was hidden stuff.
You weren't playing Candyland.
Yeah, anyway, it's good. We got Fatal Frame 5.
Oh, that was good. We got it, but I...
Which we still haven't beaten. We need to go back and finish it.
Let's do that tonight.
but that was... That game was pretty awesome. They used the camera like we wanted them to do.
Yeah, they finally did.
So long. That should have been.
Yeah, it was.
Also, wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, wasn't there some weird issue involving the Europe version versus American version or something?
Changed the outfits. Like, we don't need to talk about that.
Oh, we don't get the sexy outfits.
No,
we don't get the kawaii.
Like a physical
hentai.
Oh, they got a physical
nudes.
Release.
That was it, yeah.
Little Wu-Tang-a-Lang.
Why do you set them off?
I want those outfits. We got to import the EU version.
Holy shit, you can do that.
Only Willy has that power.
Came out later. We're not going to talk about it. Typo Man, I thought was an underrated, underappreciated indie game that nobody liked but me. Xenoblade Chronicles X, huge, very well anticipated for a few years.
Yeah.
Follow-up to Xenoblade Chronicles on the Wii. That was a big success, one I didn't get to play too much of yet. I have it, but it's...
I have played a lot of it, and I still don't have the mech suit. I'm so angry.
But it was pretty
I bought
pretty
the
cool.
game, and then I read a review, and like, you don't get the mech suit until like 200 hours in the game. I was like, are you serious? I was very upset, but I'm still playing it. I'm working on it. I'm working on
Next.
Xenoblade.
Then this is when we're really dying down. This is our last year. We had Twilight Princess HD. Again, another apology game from Nintendo.
Wish they wouldn't put so much energy in these apology Zelda games.
Although I did, honestly, I still kind of want to pick that up. I just...
Really?
Yeah, because I think that the gamepad inventory stuff would be nice. And I'd like to replay Twilight Princess in HD. I think it's a good game.
I did like that. I think I liked it more than most people.
It just never seemed... I never got around to it, but with the Amiibo, honestly.
It was the first time using motion controls and stuff, so that's like... I know it was bad, but it was like... It holds a place in my heart where I don't want to play without that. So.
Well, that's another thing, speaking
you,
of...
Yes, you do.
I don't.
If you go back, you will.
Well, I won't go back. I'll keep that memory hidden away.
I want to go back to what you said. You said it came with Amiibo, which is cool. The thing is, there came
true.
A point when that's sort of the way that like their apologies became blackmails. Be like, you can't get this Amiibo unless you get it with the bundle.
A little bit.
Yeah. But then you're like, wait, I can import it. They released it free in Japan. I don't want to get this. I just want the Amiibo.
That's true.
Then we got Pokken, or Pokken, however you want to say it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was Star Fox Zero, which was... Very.
My feelings started off extremely excited, and I was happy, and then I beat the game, and I was happy, and then I thought about my experience, and I was unhappy.
I never actually did beat it. I really felt it was a very, very middle of the road. It was fine.
It was like an idea that they want, like, that Shiggy wanted to try so hard, and he was like, this is gonna be great, and then the team was like, yeah, it's gonna be great.
I have read reports of people who say they beat the game once, and when they played it again, like, the controls really clicked with them, and they loved it the second time, and it just didn't explain itself well.
No, I agree with that. You know me, I die a lot in these games, so
but it's
halfway through, I feel
why
like
is
that.
It so hard for Nintendo to make a good Star Fox game? Why can't they do it?
I think
they know what we want.
It's a flash in a bottle.
Want?
It's lightning in a bottle.
On rails levels
which
that
we
are good.
Had, which
and,
we,
and,
which
and,
we had.
And online and co-op.
And not have to use the screen.
But what they always do is they're like, oh, here's a pretty good on rails level. And then there's this weird open part. And then we did this to the controls. Like, just take the 64 game, use that model, and make it bigger and better and longer and better graphics and more features. Like, they've never done that. They always add some weird gimmick to it.
Well,
it's bizarre.
Well, first of all, that's Nintendo's gimmick.
It's Miyamoto. He's the one who wants to do
that.
And
also, Nintendo's gimmick seems to be, we're adding a gimmick.
The gimmick.
I'm just curious, because I was just realizing when you're saying, like, yeah, that was how the last Panzer Dragoon game I played went. Like, when was the last time we had, like, a flying on rails?
Well, it's a pretty niche genre.
It's very small.
It's tough because it takes a long time to develop. but not a long time to play. So it's a hard sell.
You really think,
I think
it's a long time to develop? It's not. It's on rails. So in my head, I'm like,
I think it takes as much work as most games. I don't think it's like they don't have a cheat sheet for it. They still have
no.
To
you're right.
It.
I mean, in my head, I'm like, it takes as long as to make like a 3D Mario game or something, right? Like
my point is, but because it takes considerably shorter time to finish, it's a harder sell to modern gamers to pay full price for a game that's only going to take them an hour to play through.
Why do you think they take shorter to finish? I never thought about
because
that.
Because you're on rails. Because
they do. There's no...
Really? They do?
So you can beat Star Fox 64 in like an hour.
I guess.
Same with Star Fox Zero, honestly. If you...
Oh, it took me a very long time to play that game. I died a lot, though.
The challenges...
Panzer Dragoon, Sin and Punishment, they're all like that. They're arcade-style games. Mm. Or Ikaruga, which is a space shooter.
Well, that's
similar.
True, because that mechanic on rails is arcade. Yeah.
Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
That was the one I'm talking about. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, God, that game is so good.
That's, like, the one game I want. And part of me's like, maybe they'll port it.
It took them so long to bring it over here, though. Like, they didn't finish it for so long.
It was one that, like, at a time I would have bought it, and just because it was late.
No, exactly. And that's the thing. That's why I'm like, I hope they port that one. That would be one I'd be willing to buy, because I was like, you put it at the end of the line.
Yeah, they could have, they should have, would have. But, I would just want to say I think that is the best RPG in terms of RPG mechanics. Best RPG game on Wii U, hands down. Better than Xenoblade Chronicles X or Xenoblade Chronicles, I think.
Well, are there any other RPGs on the system besides those two?
I don't know.
Does Monster Hunter
come? But it's really good.
I wouldn't say traditional RPG. Well, even Xenoblade isn't.
You would like.
No, I know, and I want to, and that's why I said I'm just like.
Well, it's there is so one good. Other RPG, which is the next and final game, Paper Mario Color Splash.
Did you get that?
No.
At that point, I was like, why?
And you're disappointed. Why do I feel like I have a memory of you being disappointed in it? Because I should mention this. I have not played any of the RPGs, and I've been told heavily from Jonathan they are very good.
The
Mario RPGs.
I played the Sticker Star on 3DS, and this is not. New ground to cover, but they changed a lot of the game's mechanics. It's very different from the first two Paper Mario games, and it just isn't. It looks kind of fun, but for $60 at a time when the Switch was about to come out, it wasn't worth a purchase for me. I'd like to play it, but you know,
my thing was that I liked Sticker Star. But I didn't play the N64 Paper Mario stuff, so I didn't have that. Like,
you've never played N64?
No,
what about the GameCube one?
No. We've talked about this. Every time I bring it up, you have the same reaction.
You're so weird.
I know. You say that's exactly the same thing you say every time. Anyway, I've been living in this like apparently anti Paper Mario game world that
Sticker Star
right
is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
But it's like it's literally just feels like they took out like two or three of the best parts of Paper Mario and said like, "Oh, like look, here's a double bacon cheeseburger with onions and sauce."
Sticker Star is let's talk about Wii U. This is not Wii U talk.
No, it is. I'm talking about Color Splash. It still applies to Color Splash.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me finish my hamburger metaphor. You give me a plain hamburger.
Wait, it's still good. Oh, boy.
It's still good, but I want the sauce. Before I had bacon on there.
Let's go to Taco
Bell.
Well,
no, I mean, no, and it's definitely.
I'm hungry.
I am too.
I think for one of the rings, I'm very curious, just in general. And we see with the Wii U, it's very interesting seeing the two games we just listed side by side, because I feel RPGs are in a very weird, interesting time right now in video games.
Well, right now, Square Enix opened up their small RPG shop. They're going to put them like 10 out a year. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, more along the lines like that used to be the traditional, you know, turn-based Final Fantasy RPGs were king.
Yeah.
But they're not anymore. I feel like the...
Hasn't been that way.
Well, a Final Fantasy game comes out, it does sell.
No, it does. But I mean, like, if you notice, they're not turn-based anymore.
They're like action.
And I mean, like, I don't know how the Fire Emblem one did. And I'll say this, the new Fire Emblem phone game has really brought me a lot more interest in Fire Emblem game.
That's a different genre, though, I think.
But that's still... RPG.
No, but I mean, like...
That's
it's
still
a
RPG.
Sub thing, though.
No,
it's an RPG.
No, I feel like SRPG and JRPG are two different. They're related, but they're not the same.
The only thing that's...
The combat is complete. And there's no exploring towns in Fire Emblem.
Wait, really? There's no exploring towns in Fire Emblem?
No, it's just maps.
Wait, what? I didn't know this. I never played Fire Emblem.
Well, that explains why you thought they were the same thing.
You pretty much go to battle to battle. Depending on which one, you can also bind.
It's like Advance Wars.
So I guess that's why I like Shining Force, because like it's like it's both of those.
No,
you can explore towns and everything and also do that.
But my point is, with an RPG, I feel, and I think this relates to this is why I brought it up for your Mario. A lot of it is and for the point, like, when I, like, okay, like, for Fire, I'm going to take Fire Emblem. I'm like, all right, I'm playing through Awakening now. Okay, I can use this Master Seal to get this class and get these two abilities, or I can use a second seal to go here. Like, there's some complication, like, you can build weird. And from when I remember when you tell me about the sticker, Mar, it's like, you felt like they, like, in the burger metaphor, it's the fast food version now. It's like, they took out a lot of the more...
Yeah.
Interesting customization.
It's barely an RPG, right. Honestly.
That's... Sometimes I just want to eat the newest food, okay?
We're not dissing
well,
the
you've never, Fire Emblem. Well, you've never had the bacon, so you don't know what you're missing.
yeah.
Well, we're going to play Paper Mario tonight.
No, we're going to play...
We'll play them both. And then it looks like there's a lot of RPGs already announced for Switch, so downloadable ones, which is cool.
Yeah.
And that's good, and I'm excited for them.
Yeah, I'm Setsuna, and that other weird, but, crazy 8-bit shit, whatever that is.
But we should finally, of
Tentacle,
course,
Master Octopus Traveler, whatever it's called.
Right now, I would like to point out, you know, that was the last one.
Well, the real last one is Breath of the Wild, which is a Wii U
that
title.
That doesn't count.
Well, in some ways it counts than any, because
I want to know,
is a Wii U game.
What do you use the second screen for in the Wii U version of Breath of the Wild?
Probably. Inventory management. They specifically said they actually took out features from it because they wanted the two versions to be the same.
Okay, good.
But
well, I wouldn't call it good.
I mean,
well,
it's because I'm getting
this. I'm going to say they did this solely because if you can't get a Switch right away, it's nice to be able to at least play the Zelda game.
Well,
because
they're fulfilling their promise, too.
Their promise. But I would like, now that we've gone through all the games, I'd like to point out how I want you to think of every game. I think we said four? Or, like, might be something that isn't a cartoony Nintendo mascot.
Well, to be fair, I'm not... I mean, for any system, you're going to mention the exclusive titles, I feel, more than the other rest.
Well, right. But, I mean, even... My problem is, I feel all of Nintendo's exclusive titles, with maybe a little here and there... I'm not counting Bayonetta because they just got her. Are more cartoony cutesy. And that's okay. But the problem is, I don't feel like there's enough on the other side to balance it.
I guess. I mean, that may be somewhat of a problem for sales. For me, it is not a problem for a system. I don't care.
Well, no, I think that's a problem for when other people look. And that's what I'm hoping to God, my fingers are crossed, is Skyrim.
That was a very weak crossed finger.
I'm sorry. Is this better? Everyone doesn't cross. Look, they're all...
I don't want to get into the debate, the discussion of, is Nintendo too kiddy?
No, but I think that's
so played out.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't sell. And it's interesting, actually, because if you actually...
Is it, though? Because the Wii sold amazingly and was the same thing.
Well, I think the problem is that it got the market. And like we said, it was a lot of people who bought the Wii then didn't think, like, oh,
well,
I don't need a
Wii
U.
The main thing is that Wii targeted families, right? They targeted a different demographic that didn't know they wanted it before. And they said they wanted it. Wii U didn't target anyone.
But the problem is that they had the Wii. Had so they're like, if they had a Wii, they're like... We don't need a Wii U.
Yeah, it's the same idea when people said, why the hell do I gotta buy a Super Nintendo? I got a fucking Nintendo. I'm gonna buy that shit.
Wow. But
you can censor some of that if you want.
I mean, there's an interesting... I mean, you can look at it. The artwork, it's even funny with something like Kirby, which we would call cute. Like, if you look at the artwork compared to the American versus their version, like, Kirby will come out and start happy in the Japanese one, but in the American one, he looks, like, angry, like, I'm going to war.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's...
And
I think they finally stopped doing that for
most of the games. I feel that were at least a lot more when you were reading were more like, oh, here's this small indie game. Here's this small indie game. Here's this... I mean, not that they're bad. I mean, I love, like, Runbow and stuff, but I'm like...
It sounds like you're saying they're bad.
No, I'm just saying...
Your tone sounds negative.
He's just saying he wants the other console is getting except the Nintendo console.
Yeah, I mean, I want that... Solely because I want Nintendo to succeed.
I want Nintendo. And
but
I think
for
that's
my own personal preference, I'm perfectly happy with the awesome Nintendo games and the awesome indie games.
So here's my angle, right?
Because I have a PC.
It used to be that a lot of games, not all games, a lot of games you would get on both Nintendo consoles and other consoles. GameCube, you get games that are on other consoles too. It was just like Halo and stuff you wouldn't get. But now you have a lot of franchises that, because we've been around for so long, that they stay on a console, and before Nintendo announces their next console that can compete with the current generation, you have games that are coming out for PS4 that they're like, oh, the Switch is out now, but this game's old and we've already brought it there and we don't want to port it. So like, it would be nice, right, if we had a Nintendo console that could play all those games that we didn't have to worry about buying a second console for. That's the only reason I would like
it. It's not the Switch. It's not going to be the Switch.
No, I know.
It would be nice. I mean, yeah. Of course it would be nice if there was one system I had to only had to buy and every game was on it. It's called the PC. But
well, that's not true. Can you play Mario on that? Well, emulators.
But I mean, that's not the world we live in. So like I feel like if you're a gamer, sorry to use that term, you kind of have to buy two systems until at least for the next generation, until maybe in the future. Like, I think we're reaching the point where it's going to be everything in one platform. At some point, we're not there yet. I don't know, but let's focus back to the Wii U because it's like I mean, we've said what are the biggest disappointments? Yeah, lack of third party support. Could have used the gamepad better. I still would argue more exclusive games worth playing than either Xbox One or PS4.
You mean it had or needs?
Has.
Yeah, well, because it's Nintendo.
We can definitely expect that for Switch because they merged their mobile and home console.
But I'm just talking about the Wii U.
Yeah.
Just talking about Wii U. Wii U, even with its faults, I think has a better games library than its competition until, you know, PS4 and Xbox One are still going. But during its lifespan, I think it was a better buy for your
buck. Well, right now, I think right now, because the Switch isn't out, so technically, like we said, it's on life support.
I'm not talking about this. Yes, go ahead.
I disagree that this Wii U has a better library.
Well, tell me exclusive titles.
That doesn't matter. You're saying PS3 developed.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about exclusives. That's what I'm talking about. That's all I'm talking about.
But are you comparing Nintendo exclusives versus Sony exclusives versus Xbox exclusives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I guess I don't see that anymore. I see that, like, almost there's Nintendo, Xbox are one console. Like, almost because they share almost every game.
PS4 and
PS4.
Xbox.
PS4. Well, so, like, I'm not really comparing three.
Well, that's
I'm
not
comparing
true.
That versus Nintendo. So, for me, I'm counting Fallout as an exclusive. I'm counting
But that's
Destiny.
On PC.
Like, my point is, like,
well,
because
it's
not Nintendo.
Can you come to my level for a second, then, and forget what you see?
Okay, the bike is faster than a car if you're counting the fact you can't use an engine.
No, I don't think that's fair.
No, I agree. I agree that in terms of exclusives, like games that are only on a PS3, are we talking about PS3 or PS4?
Four.
Games that are only on PS4 at the time when the Wii was around versus the games that are only available on Nintendo console, I do think that the Wii U had a better selection.
More games worth buying.
Yes. I do agree with that.
You can't get anywhere else.
I do agree with that. But I don't also think that your PS3 or PS4 at the time was a better deal.
I mean, I'm telling you, I bought a PS4 4 months ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
For two games.
Yeah.
And this is two or three years into its lifespan. To me, that's pretty sad. Like, they're just – and Xbox One, I couldn't tell you a single exclusive title they have that I care about. Can you?
Titanfall.
I don't – isn't that on PC?
PS4
I think two is. I think one was exclusive.
You're talking about PS4 exclusive?
Also, that's a little weird because Xbox and one. PC are almost the same thing.
Why are we talking about Xbox One?
I'm talking about exclusives
on
the other
systems.
Who cares
about it? They have nothing.
The thing is, I'm trying to sum up.
They got some Halo shit.
That I like
it.
The Wii U.
I mean, yeah, but in the end, I feel like if I counted the number of hours I used Wii U versus my PS4, PS4 was going to shoot it out of the water.
That's because you played Fallout 4 for like a year.
Well, Destiny, I feel like, really skews that a lot, right?
Even I feel like if you weren't including Destiny, I'd still shoot it out of the water.
I mean, that's for you. That's
I'm shrugging.
You.
I'm shrugging.
And that's my thing. If PS, if the Nintendo could even get a couple of those, I'm not even talking about Destiny.
Playing like, the Nintendo?
Some of those like third-party AAA
games.
It would
be great.
I think it would beat them.
No one is arguing that we don't want those.
I know, but I'm saying that's my problem. Like, I just feel like because even though it has all the exclusives, and that's how Nintendo, where Nintendo shines, because it has Mario, Zelda, I mean, how many of the mascots from Sony still exist? Like, Crash doesn't really exist anymore.
But we also talked about not just Nintendo, Monster Hunter, Lego City, Zombie U was exclusive, Bayonetta 2 was exclusive. There are.
That's true. And Lego City, I gotta say, that game
I hated that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, because for me, it was like, oh shit, I have to go back inside. Oh, I'm going to go cook a meal now. It's going to take
load times.
Yeah.
That is nothing. But the game
that
itself
killed it.
No, that
killed it. I couldn't play it.
No, I agree.
That's fair, but I feel like saying you hate the game isn't totally
I'm sorry.
Accurate.
Yes, I didn't. I'm sorry. I used the wrong word.
Well, did you like the game or hate it? I don't know. I don't understand. Tell me.
I couldn't play it.
Okay, I see. You got it's frustrated. No, I agree. Load times were bad with that game. But that game was an open world Lego game that was exclusive to a Nintendo console. Like, that was cool, man.
I mean, you can. I'm just saying, look. You can look at my shelf, how many Wii U games I own. Again, I've had these for a much shorter time.
You're a lot bigger Nintendo fan than I am.
I guess that's true. I mean, well, that's what it boils down to.
It was actually funny because I remember I was talking about, like, because usually I get all my gaming news from the two of you. It's only recently. And I'm like, hey, have you heard of this? No.
Jonathan got up to look up at his shelf.
And I've said three games to both of you in the last, and look. And then Jonathan's like, look, is it coming on Nintendo system? No, I don't know about it.
Yeah, read Nintendo news sites.
I just realized something. I'm looking at my shelf in my head. I have more Wii U games than PS3 games, and I'm pretty sure it's been like that for a really long time. So I guess, and I have no PS4 games.
I definitely have more than PS3 as well.
Yeah. So that's interesting. I mean, I feel like because there's not a lot of PS4 is still.
I might have
time,
more.
But
I'm not sure, but I can tell you a lot of them are like, I'm done.
You bought Animal Crossing, the board game.
Yeah, but that was for the Amiibos. I'm not counting that one. I'm counting ones where I bought for the game.
Yeah.
So I don't count. I think that's not a fair one to count. That was me when I was still stupid with Amiibo buying.
At any rate, I don't know. I still think even with its flaws, it still has a fantastic game library. It was. I don't. What do you think about Wii versus Wii U? Do you think the Wii U was an improvement, or because the Wii had an underrated great library as well, in my opinion.
I think for approachability and for me to like actually play stuff with people and like the variety of games and how many games were coming out all the time and like. And then there were a lot of cheap games, and then we got the Virtual Console. There were tons of Virtual Console games. We still haven't got all those on Wii U. I think Wii definitely was superior. Like, and I loved motion controls. I loved first-person shooter motion controls and stuff. We didn't get that nearly as much in Wii U, even though we could have used them. We could use a nunchuck and a Wiimote. And the only thing I played on Wii U was the Wii port of Metroid Trilogy. That's what I used first-person shooter, you know, motion controls the most with. And I feel like.
I think thinking about it, I think I agree with you. Like, going game for game, Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 were better than 3D World.
Yes, yes.
Skyward Sword was better than no game.
Yes.
Yes. It's not just Skyward Sword. It also had the Wolf one. Which I'm
right, it had Twilight Princess. That, Metroid Prime 3 was better than no Metroid game. I do like the Wii U had great quality games, but
which one had the really bad Metroid game that everyone
That was just Wii.
Metroid.
We had two Metroid games,
and Zelda.
You got zero.
There also was an Animal Crossing game, but it was not that. It was just a port. Really.
What are they thinking?
I think overall, I still love Nintendo.
Oh yeah,
and I love their system. I just
all of our hate comes from a place of love.
I really do think they need to grow. That's my problem. I think they made a lot of mistakes with the Wii U because the Wii did so well, and
yes,
they got cocky. They cursed towards the sun. But I feel to have learned actually at least a bit from it.
So the core things that I assume we want to talk about the things we wish we had in the Wii U.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't care.
Well,
do it.
Proper multiplayer and like messaging, so we can communicate with each other. Voice chat. Achievements, like real achievements.
That I don't care about.
I at this point, I think you need it. You gotta have it.
The only reason I want it is so I can stop hearing people talk about it.
I wouldn't use it as much either.
I feel like I used to be the one who's an achievement hunter on my PlayStation games, and now I'm like, no, I don't care.
Every gaming device, including iPad, has achievements. Wii U games
did not have a system-wide.
No, they don't have a system-wide thing, but Steam does. PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One. So this current generation and the last generation had.
I absolutely agree that they should only because it is something people want
and it
makes sense.
Yes.
Personally, I don't care.
No, I'm right with you. I don't give a crap.
This is what I.
In fact,
I
would turn them off because I don't want to see them while I'm playing. But I'm saying it's things that we're lacking.
I'd say for me, because right now I'm putting in my head like. Also, like how is this whole argument I just have involving the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what do I like over the PS4 over the Wii U that had?
We really apologize for any thunder.
It's like a thunderstorm. There was lightning before.
It was sunny.
I've been looking.
It was sunny and nice when we arrived.
So I'm thinking the things. First of all, the PS4 can play Blu-ray. I don't think that's a deal. It doesn't have to.
No.
I'm just thinking the difference.
Does the PS4 play 4K? What's the deal with that?
No, I don't. I know.
Okay, so
doesn't.
We're good then. The Nintendo doesn't have to worry about that.
I'm fine with that, mostly because of streaming services. And they fixed it on the Wii U. I mean, the 3DS still is the Netflix does not work.
Oh, God, it's
so
garbage.
So I think they just need to make sure that they get the streaming systems. And I think it had for what was available for the Wii U time. So
we know it's not launching with them.
Well, they need...
No, but I mean, you don't need to launch with them because I'm sure the companies need to make it. But my point is, like, there are many other streaming services now, but when the Wii U came out, it was really Netflix and Hulu. So I'm saying I can't...
Discredit them
if it doesn't have what's out now.
So something that Nintendo does not, I think, properly acknowledge is that people still have Wiis to watch Netflix. They keep their Wiis to watch Netflix, and then they'll buy a new Wiimote if their remote like doesn't work or they lose it or something. And I think that they need to get on board with a lot more streaming services to make them properly developed for the console.
That's what I said. I can't hold the Wii U accountable for it because these all came out. Like, now I know I watch CBS, and I'm thinking of actually...
What, you watch CBS?
Yeah, like Stephen Colbert.
Oh, on Wii U?
No, on my PS4. Like, I was thinking a streaming service I use.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of maybe starting Crunchyroll and stuff, but it seems that actually Netflix is upping their game.
A little bit more of the anime and stuff,
Just like pretty much what Netflix doesn't have is my point.
Mm.
But, so I'd like to see them keep that up. But I think they did a good job for the Wii U. I think they need to work better on... advertising it. I think they failed, and I wish they did better time advertising it. Really, first of all, I think that the name was a bad choice.
Very bad choice.
Very bad choice.
We all agree that not a good name. Even Wii 2 would be better.
I do think
I'm
really glad.
You don't think it would be better?
Maybe be better.
It would be
but
better.
It would not be good.
I win, bidding.
I think the better interaction, and I think the messaging service is nice because I do like the idea of, I mean, even though it's stupid, I mean, the PS4, we had a thread that's just us sending stickers to each other or something. Like, but like also, and a big thing I would love to see, and I don't know if it was really that popular back then, but this was, I still think it's Nintendo's problem because they like to keep everything in Nintendo. They don't like to go with Twitch and stuff.
Well, they're doing that stuff
like
now.
I love watching you just stream the like being silly and stuff.
The streaming on PS4 is pretty great.
Like how I think that would be hilarious.
Well, they're just making steps.
I feel like we are seeing them learning, and I think that's all I'm makes me happy. I'm like, I haven't lost my trust in them. Like in the end, even if they didn't have all the stuff, because as you said, they have all the exclusive games. It's still there, but I think they can take that. Like, imagine watching you just playing through Mario, like some of those. You know, like, because Jonathan actually has at least very near, if not 100%, in most of the Mario games, like Galaxy. I know you did, and you spent a long time doing
that. The one we beat.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, but like, that was awesome.
But like, it would be hilarious to on someone's level, just be like, I got no, and just fall.
I would love it. I would love it. I really would.
And I think that's definitely the step they need to go in. And the truth is, they shouldn't have to spend a year trying to make their own streaming first. Just use Twitch.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's easy advertising for their stuff. And
I agree.
I think the thing that they are moving in the right direction is that you can, when you capture images and hopefully eventually video, we do know that you can just send it directly to your social media, any social media.
I want to wrap up. I want to just quickly, are you going to miss Miiverse?
That was the thing. Like, that was like their pseudo social area.
Well, honestly, was there, right? I mean, I think that's...
Well, no, but I mean, it's not the same thing as the messaging like we wanted.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like, I miss it in the sense because I remember the Smash level and seeing all the people's posts in the back is hilarious.
Yeah.
But I'm not as in...
We apologize for the thunder.
When we... once we decide to delve into the depths of the Smash Brothers Miiverse page... And my God, some of those posts.
They definitely didn't.
They're hilarious, right? Come on.
Great. No, they're hilarious, but then you're just like, I need to get out and breathe. Like,
yeah. It is weird. I feel it is kind of weird they're banning. But I guess they're like, well, people use Facebook. Why should we try to compete with Facebook?
Well, I think that's the thing. They need to understand they don't need to make everything themselves.
Right. That's why they're making an app for voice chat.
That's a whole discussion on another.
Final. Can we do
final? Final thing. I just want to say I am really going to miss Miiverse, and then I'll do my final sentence.
Okay.
Because I liked checking. I liked not having to open up my laptop or my phone to check for stuff. I can literally pause the game and then like post a screenshot and be like, what the hell do I do here?
That was
fun.
Or
I could just check stuff. I mean, when we're playing Affordable Space Adventures, we use Miiverse to see what the hell, how to get past something.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was cool to have a community. I thought when they started Miiverse that it was going to bloom into, they were going to have an app on your phone, you were going to have...
They did.
They had a website. No,
well,
app.
It's mobile.
It's
site.
Not an app. An app is a completely different thing than a website. I will stand by that forever.
What do you need the app for? Because, please stop yelling.
Because the app you can access separately from your web browser.
No, you're so angry about Miiverse.
You can have different functionality with the app.
Sure.
As opposed to just a website, which has limited functionality.
So final thoughts?
I'm glad that they're getting Miiverse because it seems dead in the water at this point, and it's not helping them anymore. I mean, if it was going to help them, it would have sold more Wii.
On the Wii U as a console, you liked it.
I loved it. I still didn't use it as much as I wanted to, and I feel like it didn't reach its full potential. Second screen wasn't used as much as I wish it was, and I wish they used Wiimotes and nunchucks more with games because it was an option as a controller. But I am glad that all those things were available at the time, at launch. I was like, yeah, there's so much cool stuff we could do. I loved it.
I mean, I still like it, and... I don't care, even though this entire time I've been arguing my problem with that's what I consider a limited library somewhat. Mm-hmm. I still prefer playing a game, a console, sitting down on the couch and stuff than going on my PC. So yeah. It's like, I still enjoyed playing, I think, more than I play my PC.
Should get a Steam Link.
Yeah, I mean, I think it had some great titles. Like I said, I still think it was the best of that generation. Not Nintendo's best system.
Mm-mm. Well, no, and I think that's where my issue. I don't think it's their best,
but
Wii was the best.
But you know, it was a bit of a misstep. But I think it was still had some gems.
And I do think it's a misstep in the right direction, though. It wasn't like a power glove, which we don't want to see ever again.
Yeah, they misstepped into a good place. I don't know.
I mean,
they
it was...
just need to switch it up a bit.
All right. Well, let's. Yeah. This was our. So this is in memoriam, the Wii U. It's goodbye, my friend. So I'm still keeping it out because there's games that I can't play. Like, I still need to play Xenoblade Chronicles. So it's not going away
what,
for me.
X? You going to play X?
Yeah, I haven't played. I haven't
what
beat
about
it.
When two, Xenoblade
to
Chronicles 2 comes out?
I will play that. They're not mutually
well,
exclusive.
Well, you did beat Xenoblade Chronicles on Wii, so I don't know. You're crazy, man.
This has been Disagreeables. If you want to tell us what you think about the Wii U and how wrong or right any of us may or may not be, you could email us. What's our email address?
It is, I believe it's disagreeablespodcast@gmail.com. You know what? I'll check right now.
I trusted you. Yes, that is what it is. I remembered.
Okay, good.
And otherwise, check us out, our show notes. I'm Jonathan Estes, or I guess.
I'm Neil Sawney.
And I'm me.
Yeah, that's Will. Thanks.